This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, we've been watching what's going on with North Korea. We've been watching what's going on in the Middle East. We've been watching the primaries that have been happening periodically now, right, in the early part of the election year. But one of the biggest battles, that may be actually one of the juiciest to watch, is the one between Walmart and Amazon. Have you guys been paying attention to this? Oh, it's on. It is on. Our two most popular stores and retailers are battling it out. Now, what's going on here? Well, Walmart, Inc., plans to expand its grocery home delivery service. I've never ordered groceries from Walmart. I bought groceries at the store. I've never done the home delivery service. But they plan to expand the grocery home delivery service to more than 100 metro areas this year. And that is a sign that its food fight with Amazon.com is heating up. Hey, food fight. Hey, these writers are brilliant. The service, currently in 6 cities, will roll out to more than 40% of U.S. households by the end of the year. And the company is going to be using Uber technology. And also other providers. So I'm not sure if Lyft is going to be involved or not. How much will this cost you? $9.95. And you have to purchase at least $30. So if you're like, you know what, I just want to buy a quart milk, Uber, go get me a quart. Nah. It's got to be a $30 minimum purchase, and then you're going to be tacked on an extra $9.95. Now, some of you will say, well, that's ridiculous. It's not worth the money. Well, hold the phone. If you only need Lucky Charms, milk, some bananas, some vegetables, maybe some dough, some sugar, some salt, and you plug that into Walmart, and that's all you're buying, you are probably going to save money, because the average person goes to Walmart and sees the little things on the side going, oh yeah, I need extra toothbrushes, or I need that candy bar, or I need those chips, all those impulse shopping displays out there. You know how you walk into Walmart and there's these boxes of Valentine's stickers or Easter stuff, and there's these boxes, and you don't even need them. You don't even have anybody to give it to because it's a box and it says $1. You go through it. By the time you're done, you spend $20 on something you don't even need. Maybe that $9.95 service fee is exactly what we need to keep us from impulse shopping. So according to Tom Ward, Walmart's Vice President of Digital Operations, says we're moving fast. We will be pretty aggressive with it. Whoa. Walmart getting aggressive up against Amazon. So they say this move to home delivery is part of Walmart's broader push to get more of its in-store shoppers to start buying online as well. They will typically spend twice as much online, they say. And it also complements their rollout of curbside grocery pickup. That's now available in 1,200 stores and coming to an additional 1,000 this year. So Amazon has the Amazon Prime Now service. They offer free 2-hour delivery to members of its loyalty program. And that's going to help Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh launched about a decade ago. This isn't anything new. A decade ago, Amazon had the foresight to do this food delivery. But that scale back. Both companies have also introduced services that allow delivery people to enter your homes and leave the packages inside. Now, this came to mind when we were looking at what was happening with the Austin, Texas package explosions. So, do you want somebody to come into your house and leave a package? If it's Amazon, I trust them. I trust Amazon. And maybe it'll be safer because you have some idiot now putting explosive packages next to a person's door. They bring the package in, open it up, and they, you know, it's kind of like old mob style hits. But if it's Amazon and you know Amazon's supposed to come in and you could watch Amazon with the package, you could trust it more. My only problem is who could hijack Amazon packages? I mean, I watch Homeland. I watch 24. I think somebody could get into the package. So I'm a little nervous about that. They see other big grocers like Kroger and Costco, they use Instacart's personal shoppers to handle deliveries. Target has agreed to acquire delivery startup ShipT. Shipt? Is that what it's called? Shipt? Last year to expand its capabilities. So, in Walmart's case, the orders are going to be picked up by in-store employees. They will receive 3 weeks of additional training. Orders placed by 1 p.m. will be delivered the same day. And their home delivery service has brought in new customers in 6 cities. And I guess they're going to expand it to more. And they're going to make a hell of a lot more money. So, it's very interesting to see where this is going. I was hearing the news when they were talking about immigration reform that we have more jobs than people to fill them. I know our economy is getting better. I don't know how relaxed I would get with thinking we have plenty of jobs. We are going to automate everything. And the more Walmart can convert their customers to an online platform, the less stores they need. Walmart is getting ready for a shift. Walmart knows the poop is going to hit the fan in the next decade. There's a recession practically every decade. So Walmart is getting positioned. And we start losing Walmart stores because they have now been able to jump lifeboats to a, or jump platforms to a online lucrative, again, way to do business, that business model. Then we're losing commercial real estate. We're losing people that have to clean the commercial real estate, people that have to install, paint, work, stock. That's a problem. So see the writing on the walls, guys. And it's just a simple delivery service with your groceries. This is where it starts, 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there's a startup company in San Francisco who will backload or upload your brain. It's like a brain backup. It'll upload what's on your mind for you. And you would say that's wonderful. But unfortunately, you have to die first for it to work. This is being reported by multiple news outlets, Technology Review and InfoSirhoy.com. But they say a San Francisco-based startup company is trying to change the way that we can preserve the human brain so that memories could be uploaded to the cloud. Nectomi co-founder Robert McIntyre is going to describe the technology at Y Combinator's, quote, demo days. And he will use microscopic detail using the high-tech embalming process. He's an MIT graduate. So I was going to make his business pitch. And on his website, it says, what if we told you you could back up your mind? So Nectomi is a preserve your brain and upload it company. There's a chemical solution they use that will keep a body intact for hundreds of years and maybe thousands as a statue of frozen glass. And they see the idea is that someday in the future, scientists will scan your brain and turn it into a computer simulation. That way, somebody a lot like you, but not exactly you, will get to smell the flowers again in a data server somewhere. Now, in order for this procedure to work, the brain has to be fresh. So the company says its plan is to connect people with terminal illnesses to a heart-lung machine in order to pump its mix of scientific embalming chemicals into the carotid arteries of the neck while they're still alive. Of course, under general anesthesia. So basically, you kind of get euthanized to have this happen. What for? I don't know. I have a lot of bad memories. There's a lot of things in my past I really don't want to remember. Don't want to remember car accidents, things that happened to me along the way, making it from here to there. I would really like a lot of those erased. You know, one of the reasons why I don't back up my pictures and stuff to the cloud is there's some pictures there that were taken accidentally that I don't like. Maybe I was looking away from the camera. Maybe I was, you know, picking an eye booger out of my eye. Yeah, maybe I was in the middle of a belch. But a picture got caught. And that is now permanently on my phone, unless I erase it. And that could permanently get up into the cloud. Of course, you could erase stuff from your cloud, I guess. But I don't upload it. Because I don't want to cement that into anybody's memory. I need to find those pictures. I just don't have time to look through all my pictures. Well, same thing with the brain. There is stuff in there. Let's just say the 2 weeks with Dirk. Like to erase that? So, the company has consulted with lawyers familiar with California's two-year-old End-of-Life Option Act that permits doctor-assisted suicide for terminal patients and believes their service is legal. Now, the founder says this product is 100% fatal. This is why we are uniquely situated among the Y Combinator companies. Yeah, that's definitely a marketing plus, right? So they say brain uploading will be familiar to readers of Ray Kurzweil's books or other futurist literature. They say you may already be convinced that immortality as a computer program is definitely going to be a thing. Or transhumanism may be something of the future. So this Nectomi, is it Nectomi or Nectome? I don't know. This company has won a large federal grant, is collaborating with Edward Boyden, a top neuroscientist at MIT, and its technique just claimed an $80,000 science prize for preserving a pig's brain so well that every synapse could be seen with an electron microscope. So these people aren't just trying to make a dime. These people actually have some science behind this, and with MIT, that's some heavy hitters. McIntyre himself is a computer scientist, and his co-founder, Michael McKenna, have been following the Tech Entrepreneur's Handbook, they say, with ghoulish alacrity. Ooh, some big words. They say the user experience will be identical to the physician-assisted suicide. Product market fit is people believing that it works. This blows my mind. They say layers of cells and synapses are seen right now in a pig's brain that was euthanized because their fixative is that good. Their storage service is not yet for sale. It may not be for several years. Also, it's still lacking evidence that the memories can be found in dead tissue. But the company has found a way to test the market. They say, following the example of electric vehicle maker Tesla, it is sizing up demand by inviting prospective customers to join a waiting list for the deposit of $10,000, which, by the way, is fully refundable if you change your mind. No pun intended. 25 people have done this. One is Sam Altman, a 32-year-old investor. He's one of the creators of the Y Combinator program. He tells MIT Technology Review that he's pretty sure minds will be digitized in his lifetime. And he thinks his brain will be uploaded to the cloud. So, brain storage, is this now the new thing? Well, it could be. In Arizona, you have the Alcor Life Extension Foundation. They currently have 150 bodies and heads in liquid nitrogen, including Ted Williams, baseball great Ted Williams. There's dispute whether the cryonic techniques are damaging the brain, perhaps beyond repair, but they're already working with that. So, memories. How are memories in the brain? How are they able to come out? Well, it is all nerves. I mean, if you guys understand how a computer works, it makes a little bit more sense that it could work in the brain. I mean, a single nerve cell connects to thousands of others. Brain has millions of cells. It's finite. There's finiteness to the brain. Infinity makes it more difficult. But with finite numbers, I believe there will be some sort of technology. My issue is who verifies that those memories are valid? You know, there's so much subjectivity. So you are going to have a test subject that knows nothing about the person that would sit there and go, yeah, she went to a Chicago concert in the 80s. Yeah, she hung out with Dirk. Dirk dumped her. And then they would have to, you know, cross-check it and fact-check it, and yeah. So, I don't know, interesting stuff. In February, the Nakatomi team obtained a corpse of an elderly woman. They began preserving her brain just 2.5 hours after death. This was the first demonstration of their technique called an aldehyde-stabilized cryopreservation on human brain. Now, for those of you that still aren't believers, remember how we could freeze eggs? We're talking about in vitro fertilization. You take a live egg, you freeze it in liquid nitrogen. I told you about the process before where they have to use a desiccant because the fluid inside the egg could expand and then rupture the egg, because you know how ice expands when it freezes? Water, you know, when it turns to ice, it expands. So they have to do a desiccant, and then as they thaw, they have to put fluid back in. Isotonic solution or whatever. But we're able to freeze embryos for years and then turn around and use them. Freezing a brain may work. I don't know what's going on with that Dr. Cavanero and the head transplant. I'm not sure what happened with that. Remember, there was somebody getting all excited about that, and then they said, no, we're not going to use her. We're going to use somebody in China because that's where the procedure is going to take place. I don't know. We'll tell you more about that. Do I think they could really attach a severed head to somebody else? They could do it. Will it be successful? No. No. But, you know, we got a lot of weird science stuff going on. And, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of time. And, yeah, maybe some of us think it's cool. Personally, I think we got a lot of other problems we need to deal with first. Rather than us worrying about, you know, remembering, pulling out memories of somebody who was at Woodstock, I think I would rather put money and time into fighting cancer, into fighting HIV, into, you know, figuring out ways where we're not going to be taken over by robots. I think there's a lot of other things we could be putting our time and money to, which we're not doing. Speaking of which, flu vaccines. So while some companies are trying to figure out how to do a flu shot that's universal, we have another company that's trying to come up with one in pill form. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ramble, 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 ramble,
ramble, ramble,
ramble, ramble, ramble, ramble, ramble,
ramble,
ramble. All right, guys, ramble. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of us are so sick of the flu, we either got the flu or we got our flu shot or we knew somebody who got sick from the flu and we heard of people dying of the flu. We are done with the flu. We're done with it. Still around. Most places are saying their season is over. We're still dealing with it. And in the medical world, it's very much the topic of conversation. Because we need to figure out what our next flu vaccine is. Right now, we need to make it. We are coming into the spring, and in the spring, we need to deduce it, to dissect it out, create it, manufacture it, mass produce it, market it, and then sell it early fall. So we are in the thick of it. Now, some companies are still claiming they're going to have a universal shot. Universal vaccine for all flu. All right, good. Not too optimistic because these flu strains are very virulent, and they mutate, and they can be very, very tricky. But we have some scientists going, okay, we're working on a pill. Okay? Will you guys kind of give us a little bit of a break here? We're working on a pill. And for those people that don't like needles, they're like, oh, that's pretty good. But I gotta tell you why I like it. I don't care about needle versus pill. What I like about this is this drug will not require refrigeration. I'll tell you why, to me, that means something. That means a lot. Not needing refrigeration. This is going to make it easier to transport, more suitable for developing countries that have warmer climates, maybe issues with their power. And like all vaccines, this pill form would work by exposing people to a harmless part of the pathogen, like maybe a protein of the virus that helps stimulate the immune system. This way it launches a stronger response if it ever encounters the virus again. And if it contains a synthetic pathogen, like protein, rather than the biological ones, or like the live versions of it, the new vaccine could therefore be taken orally. This could probably work. They said, when given to mice and human cells infected with the flu, the vaccine stimulated a strong immune response. They say, speaking of the findings, Divya Shah from Wellcome's Infection and Immunology team was not involved in the trial, but she said, this is a very exciting first proof-of-concept study that could provide a potential route to make vaccines that are thermostable and be administered orally. The researchers stressed, however, it could be several years before treatment is tested on humans and is therefore unclear when it would be widely available. Well, we'd like it like sooner than later. So oral vaccines, will they work? Well, we did have the oral polio vaccine years ago. In the 90s, we gave the kids the oral polio vaccine. And then some grandpas, I guess, got polio when they were changing the diaper. It's because it was a live attenuated virus vaccine. So it was a live attenuated virus that got passed into the kid's poo-poo. And when the parents touched it, or the grandparents touched it, if they were too old to have gotten a polio vaccine, they got exposed to polio. I'm not sure how many total cases, but they got rid of the oral vaccine fast. According to this, they are not going to use a live version. They will only use a piece of protein. And they say this will be great for people who have a fear of needles. This could revolutionize the vaccine delivery industry, increase accessibility, all that good stuff. Here's my thing. I know you guys are not going to want to hear this. You are really not going to want to hear this. But when I hear that medicine has to be refrigerated, having seen what I've seen in the medical field, I always ask, was it always refrigerated? What is it ever left out on the counter? When it got delivered to you, and it was in a box, how long was it in a box for? And I say that because 2 different years, we had to throw out all our flu shots because the cleaning people unplugged the refrigerator to plug in their buffer or vacuum or whatever. Why on Mother Nature's earth or the Lord's earth would they unplug a refrigerator? Don't know why. 2 different crews, 2 different years. So we throw out the vaccines. That's what normal people do. Well, what if you have somebody who's not ethical? And they go, I'm not going to lose all that money. Or what if you have a staff person that just goes, oh, I'll just plug it in and not even stop to think that what happened in the refrigerator, whatever was in the refrigerator, could have not been stored properly. I know that's not what you guys want to hear. And it is highly doubtful that if you ever got a flu vaccine and the flu vaccine didn't work, it was because somebody unplugged the refrigerator. I sincerely doubt that. But it does make you wonder. Now, luckily, most companies, when they deliver these vaccines, they deliver them in ice. You know, I'd come to work, I'd see a package sitting there, and it would say, please refrigerate. The package would say, please refrigerate. And I'd ask my staff, excuse me, why is this here on the desk or on the floor? Why isn't it put in the refrigerator? Oh, we just got it. It was just delivered. Okay, I believe you. And then I would open it up. and I would check the temperature. Now, it would still be nice, it would still be good. But what if I had been out of town? What if it was some doctor's office where somebody was lazy? That's scary stuff. And it makes you wonder if some people who get the vaccine are not getting an ideal vaccine because somebody down the path somewhere didn't do proper refrigeration technique or storage. So taking that out of the equation, I think, is a very, very smart idea, and it's something I'm for. You know, we have to, and it's sad that we have to say this, we have to expect that some humans out there are dumb. And they're going to do stupid. We just have to assume that. Just like we have to assume a machine can mess up, we have to assume that there could be some people out there that are stupid. And if you're told that your medicine has to be refrigerated, you need to stop and go, well, was it always refrigerated? Was it refrigerated during the whole transport process, during the whole, you know, store on the shelf in the pharmacy? Now, again, we all have protocols and procedures, so 9 times out of 10, yeah, it should be. What about those rare cases where it isn't? Speaking of screw-ups, failure to properly affix steering wheels has triggered a recall of not a couple, but 1.38 million Ford and Lincoln cars. Ford Motors said today that it's issuing a safety recall for the 2014 through 2018 model year Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ sedans. They have discovered, officials, that there are potentially loose steering wheel bolts that could result in a steering wheel detaching from the steering column. Now, when that happens, are we able to actually move the stick ourselves? I wouldn't trust that I could do the fine movements like I can do with the handle. They say this recall, according to USA Today, already adds to Ford's mounting quality issues. The company has recently been bedeviled by a separate cascade of door latch recalls, now affecting several million vehicles and costing more than $600 million. They say the quality failures underscore the challenges facing new CEO Jim Hackett. He must get the company's present business on track while charting a course for an expensive future defined by electric cars and self-driving vehicles. So having a recall of 1.3 million vehicles, how is that going to give consumer confidence in their self-driving vehicle line? Ford dealers are going to fix these cars for free. Customers will be notified which of these Ford dealers there are. Affects 1.3 million vehicles in the U.S., 62,000 in Canada, and 14,000 in Mexico. I know, and again, these types of things are the machines, the robots, something that happened on the assembly line. So again, we can't trust anything. If my steering wheel popped off in the middle of me driving, I would be screaming. I'd be like, ah! 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So smoking can make you deaf. Huh? I said smoking can make you deaf. It can increase your risk of going deaf, according to new research. And scientists have discovered that adults that have been plagued with the bad habit by 60% are believed to more likely suffer from hearing loss. I can't even speak. I don't smoke. I was exposed to secondhand smoke a lot. So, if you give up your cigarettes, your risk gets slashed. So the Japanese findings, derived from data of more than 50,000 people, adds to the growing list of known dangers of smoking. See, we haven't brought up going deaf. People are so worried about the lungs. Going deaf's a biggie. So, smoking damages the heart, damages the lungs, leads to several forms of cancer. And they've talked about some hearing loss. But this new research included the new National Center for Global Health and Medicine in Japan study. And they have yet to figure out why. So they analyzed the annual health checkups of all the volunteers, included health tests or hearing tests, lifestyle questionnaires, and their study showed a greater risk of hearing loss among current smokers compared with those who had never even picked up a cigarette. And they found that smoking boosted the risk of losing the ability to hear anywhere between 20-60%. Now, they already factored out loud music in the 80s and all that. They already factored all that out. Now, one study that I brought light to you guys that I think was pretty significant was if one of your relatives is starting to lose their hearing, don't just chalk that up to hearing loss and say, all right, oh, well, they're going deaf. If somebody is losing their hearing, yeah, the number one cause could be sensorineural or conductive, whether it's within the inner ear or prohibiting the passage of sound coming through the ear for conductive hearing loss. Sensorineural is where we have an issue with the inner ear workings, transmitting the signal to the brain. But why isn't anybody looking past the inner ear to the brain when it comes to hearing loss? And last year, there was a study saying, look, if somebody has hearing loss, it may be the brain and how the brain is interpreting the sounds. And if the brain is not interpreting the sounds well, maybe because that patient is, you know, experiencing dementia or progressing with Alzheimer's. Now, many of you will say, well, wait a second. My grandpa who had Alzheimer's, he did have hearing loss. Well, my grandma with dementia, no, wait a second, she did have hearing loss. Now, that's a big leap to look at all these people with dementia or Alzheimer's and go, yeah, they all had hearing loss, so it's hearing loss. And I, you know, because hearing loss does happen with age. But we assume it's inner ear or conductive outer ear. But what about the brain that has to interpret the signals? So if you are experiencing hearing loss, you need to get it all looked at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Huge STD outbreak in Pittsburgh. Why? Because the young ones are having a lot of sex. A lot of sex. Pennsylvania officials have reported an alarming increase in STDs in a county outside of Pittsburgh. Local experts say young people are more promiscuous than ever. Beaver County. I don't make this up. Being reported by Daily Mail, Beaver County saw a 300% increase in HIV and 34% increase in gonorrhea among 15 to 24-year-olds in 2017 compared to 2016. The trend has continued to 2018. And the rate of STIs in the U.S. have increased significantly in the last 3 years on record, according to the CDC. And at least half of these cases were in the 15 to 24-year-old age group. Experts think it's budget cuts for STD prevention programs. The Pennsylvania Department of Health issued an alert at the beginning of the month that there has been an increase in HIV and gonorrhea cases in Beaver County, located about 30 miles northwest of Pittsburgh. There was nearly 300% increase in HIV among 15 to 24-year-olds, and gonorrhea saw a 34% increase. So what's going on? Well, they're not bringing up how many of these HIV cases are heterosexual sex, homosexual sex. That would be significant to find out. One, if there's a rise in homosexual HIV spread, one thing that could have given rise to that is we are progressing where now people feel more they're able to be open without being bullied, without being discriminated against about their preference of who they want to have relationships with. But in that progress, there's been a lack of attention to increase in awareness and protection. You know, we talk about HIV a lot, you know, but when we help people come out and when we encourage people to be open about their sexuality? Do we remind them that they could be in a higher risk group and to prepare? And how, if somebody claims they're a virgin, they may not really be a virgin. Do we ever talk about that in sex ed? Has anybody ever been told in sex ed that when somebody claims they're a virgin, so you don't need to use protection, they could be lying? He, she, doesn't matter. Does that ever get brought up? Does it ever get brought up in sex ed that you could be just thinking, I'm only going to go to second base, maybe third, and fourth base gets, home run gets forced on you? Does anybody ever talk about that? No. Doesn't matter, heterosexual, homosexual relationships. Nobody talks about the things that really have to be talked about. So we have young people hooking up. I don't need a condom if I'm sleeping with a virgin. How the hell do you know if he or she is a virgin? So, you know, we have a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of laziness. People run out of condoms. Maybe they don't put the condom on right. Maybe they're getting the wrong size. We talked about that. People like to buy the extra large boxes because they think it looks good. Doesn't mean those are the sizes that fit. So we got some more work to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More and more children are going to the hospital. Why? For serious allergic reactions. They say the number of children treated in emergency departments for anaphylaxis went up 150% between the last 6 years, according to a report from Blue Cross Blue Shield. And most of these life-threatening reactions were to foods like peanuts and tree nuts. That was Ryan, by the way. They think maybe it's because parents are not aware, according to Dr. Trent Hayward, Chief Medical Officer for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. They say parents are recognizing symptoms, calling their pediatricians, and coming to the ER a lot quicker. But why, all of a sudden, are we allergic to peanuts and tree nuts? Kids used to eat berries and lick trees and eat Skippy peanut butter. I mean, that's just what we did. Why all of a sudden are we allergic? So my guess is it's not that we are allergic so much to peanuts, is we have become such weenies with our lack of sunlight and our sitting in front of computers and with the crap that we eat that our body's immune systems start to overreact when they don't need to. And since peanuts are very, very common, it's an easy allergen for them. So Blue Cross dug into medical claims from 9.6 million kids, and they found that trips to the emergency room for allergies rose from 1.4 per 10,000 to 3.5 per 10,000. Peanuts were big, tree nuts and seeds, milk and eggs, fish and shellfish. So I don't know what our problem is, but we're not the toughest crowd, are we? 1-877-DOCDALI.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.